Welcome to the game show that is kind of sweeping the
nation.
Wait,
no, that we use that differently. We can't say
what
that.
What do we do?
We use that for spell check.
Spell check?
Spell check.
What? Uh-huh.
That was
well,
kind
this one's
of sweeping
the,
nation.
Worst game show ever?
I don't remember what we said about this one.
Okay, well, the worst fucking intro ever recorded.
Well, I don't want people to think that they clicked
out?
On when did things come out and then hear the beginning of spell check.
People are so confused.
They won't remember spell
it's
check.
It's been years since spell check.
You think that we could just steal the title from spell check?
Yes, we created it.
How about
it.
This? Because they're both on the same programming block, we can use it collectively. So it's just like, this is like the game show block that comes on UPN in the afternoon.
Yeah, there you go. This is TGIF.
Maybe we'll just generically say the game shows that are sweeping.
The game
that
shows
are
that
kind
are
kind
of
sweeping the nation.
Kind of sweeping.
Right. Because then if we do another game show, we could still use that.
Yeah.
Right, welcome to the network that produces the game shows that are kind of sweeping the
this
nation.
This is like, I don't know if you've ever seen daytime TV now where you turn it on and it'll just be like a B-list celebrity hosting a game show that is just Scrabble or something like that. And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Except
so why can't we do that?
We did kind of invent when did things come out.
When did things come out is just like straight
you could
us.
You could argue that it is like a game that people have been playing for time because memory is just fun.
Yeah.
But we really kind of made it its own.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I have bad news. Unfortunately, Jeff Foxworthy is now hosting this for CBN.
Shit.
Not CBS, CBN.
I knew he was going to scoop me.
The damn Central.
Country Boy Network.
Central Broadcast. Oh, the Country Boy Network. There you go. Wow. That's awesome. And if I sound a little bit weird, it's because I have fucking COVID. you know, my life sucks ass.
I gave COVID to Murph so that he would be worse at this game.
Yeah.
We're all remote.
We're all remote. But if I lose, it's because of COVID. If it's because of
what?
COVID brain.
That's
fog.
Why you
and
said it.
And if I win,
it's
because
it.
I am ascendant, an ascendant king. I will take everyone's thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
I mean, I think that COVID brain fog is equivalent with 3 days after Christmas with two children, because like I've forgotten everything I ever knew. My brain is in full melt.
Yeah, that makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So
not an excuse,
say,
but I understand.
I'm gonna say Murph, you get one sympathy point,
yes,
and
dude.
Caldwell, you also get one sympathy point.
But he gets
thank
cherished
so
memories. I had something called razor blade throat.
I'm sure you did something cool to get COVID. You were probably with a lot of people
that's
having a
true.
Fun
I did go to a Knicks game, and that's where I got COVID for sure.
Carl Anthony Towns gave it to you.
Carl Anthony Towns looked up into the bleachers where we were sitting and coughed in our direction. Jake, do you want to try to solicit a sympathy point? Because right now your two opponents are starting with a sympathy point each.
Huge advantage.
Okay. During Christmas, I was visiting my parents and Gemma was climbing out of her crib and getting into the bed. So I was forced to leave the bedroom so Jill and Gemma could share a bed and I had to sleep in the basement.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
Which was kind of scary and a little depressing.
Wow. You know how scary. Touchy I am. Wait, it was scary? I thought like you didn't get good sleep. Not you were scared of the radiator.
I slept fine, but I was afraid of ghost stuff.
Okay, you get a sympathy point.
Okay,
also.
Great. So we all start with 1 point.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
They were probably cool, like Union soldier ghosts. So that's fun. You could have asked them about like what life was like during the Civil War and stuff. So I don't know. I feel like maybe
when
that's
do you
actually
think my house was built.
Okay, let's kick it off then. Murph, do you want to? Because as you all remember, basically the rules are we have five different categories: electronics, pop culture phenomena, products. Ill-remembered cinema, TV shows that happened, and finally, tunes.
Tunes.
Damn. The Country Boy Network could never.
Yeah. And then we get 2 points for getting it dead on in the first round.
They could never deliberately half-ass something like we do.
And otherwise, it's 1 point, even if you get it dead on in the second round.
Yeah, and we'll basically, like, you'll rotate who gets to choose the category, and then from there, you'll each get to guess, and then I'll give a a historical context clue. And then we'll snake back around, starting with the person who guessed last.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Right on.
So,
snaking through time.
Murph, kick us off. Which category would you like to start with?
Okay. You know, I got to kick off with the most boring one, products.
Products.
Electronics is bad too, but I'll do products.
Okay. The Solo Cup Company, inventors of the beloved red plastic disposable cup, popularly used in both beer pong and flip cup.
Cool. Don't do that now. You'll get COVID. I know everyone's being real lax now, but you'll get COVID.
Oh, suddenly Murph's the COVID expert.
Hey, guys, I'm just saying.
The Solo Cup Company is founded.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking old.
Wow.
You know what, though? Oh,
I tried to look up when the Red Solo Cup was created, but it was a nebulous time of window.
All right. I'm going to say
nebulous window of time.
It is later than you might think. I'm thinking we didn't start getting real wasteful with shit until the 70s and 80s is when we were like plastic everything.
True.
So I'm gonna go 1977.
Okay. Caldwell.
So 1977 feels good, but I feel like that's too close to like Cold War times. I feel like people wouldn't choose the color red for their Solo Cup during that because of communist Russia.
Interesting.
I feel like the Red Solo Cup Company, because I don't think it's just the Red Solo Cup Company, it's the Solo Company. Is that what we're going for here?
The Solo Cup Company.
Yes, okay. I think it's weirdly early. I do think this is like a wartime initiative. I'm going to say 1941.
Okay. Whoa, that's early.
Jake. Mm.
I am going to call on a memory I have of, I think, maybe that 70s show and seeing Red Solo Cups on that show. And I have to imagine it was incredibly historically accurate.
It had to be.
I'm going to go with 1974.
Okay.
Yeah. Kutcher demanded accuracy on the show. I remember that.
I'm going to remind you it's the Solo Cup Company because I wanted to do Red Solo Cup because we have a bit on the show, but then the Red Solo Cup itself was in a nebulous window of time. So the year that the Solo Cup Company was founded was the Volkswagen Beetle was introduced.
Okay.
The Great Sphinx of Giza was finally wholly excavated.
Okay.
And Germany violates the Treaty of Versailles with the remilitarization of the Rhineland.
Oh, okay.
So now it starts with Jake.
Oh, shit. So we're back in like the 30s? 1938?
Okay. Caldwell?
Oh, that's, yeah, I mean, that's a really solid guess. I'm going to go to 39.
Okay.
Okay.
The way she sipped her coffee makes me feel like I already got it. So you can...
Yeah, you can just say if he got it,
for me, though.
That's it. Okay, she's blanking me. I can't tell. All right, so damn, Caldwell's guess was like pretty damn close.
I know. I feel like I should get a point for that.
Yeah, I guess I'll... No one said 1940 on the dot, right?
Right.
I'll say 1940 then.
The winner with the closest guess is actually Jake with 1938.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Because it was actually 1936. So that's the closest was Jake with 1938, which is actually appropriate because you almost dead on guessed when the invention of the Red Solo Cup was.
Amazing.
Because it was nebulously in the mid 70s.
And that's why our...
Dang.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it's very like the clue... about Germany rearming itself, it shows just like us, our American brains, or at least mine. I'm like, 1940s World War II. It's like they were cooking that shit.
This was not World War II. This was like its beginning.
Ramping up.
They were making plans. Yeah. They needed a cup that the soldiers could take across Europe.
Okay, so that's 1 point for Jake. Caldwell, you're up. Which category would you like?
Great. Wow, that was a great one for products. I do love how open-ended
it is. I know. I actually regret not starting with more pop culture one. I think I put it up top because I was like, we love the Red Solo Cup on NADPOD. But then I was like, this actually really is not that pop culture.
And we love the song Red Solo Cup. We play it all the time on Country Boy Network. Let's see. I am going to bring it into the pop culture sphere. Let's do TV shows that happened.
Okay.
Thinking about that 70s show.
The character Carly of iCarly has a pregnancy scare.
What
the fuck?
Okay.
What are they doing?
Me.
What are they doing on these shows? What do you mean?
A pregnancy scare?
I actually think I know what's happening here as well.
Okay, Caldwell, you want to start it off?
Yes. I don't want to reveal too much, but I feel like this is later than folks might think. We are 2025 now. I have to like go back in time based on what year it actually is right now. I'm going to say this happened in 2021.
Jake?
I guess, yeah, that all seems to track. It feels eerily pre-COVID to me. I'm going to say 2019.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. So,
well, Murph has COVID now. Yeah. So like, what is pre-COVID?
COVID can,
really?
COVID's still here, Jake.
Okay. Yeah, he said pre, vigilant. He said pre, not
pre. No. I need to grandstand, though. You need to understand this. This is all I have. I'm a COVID expert.
Yeah. I have this and a sore throat.
Yeah. Okay. So I think this is very tricky, Emily. I think iCarly had like a reunion. And so this is very recent, actually. And in fact, I think someone on the show did a memoir. And I believe she, and that was really recent. That was like 2 or 3 years ago. Mm. And I think it was like a thing that she wasn't on the show. So that would have been very recent. So I'm going to say 2023.
Holy shit, Murph. Dead on.
Yeah!
No. Dude, come on!
Come on! That was awesome! The deductive skills?
It was. I had the not. Brain yeah. fog?
With the brain
with,
fog?
With the cog fog.
Murph does love a slightly depressing memoir, so there you go.
You are correct. I was trying to be tricky because there was like a reboot.
Yeah, because I knew. I was like, she's way too young for that. Yeah.
God,
but she's like 30 now or something. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I was like, they could have absolutely done that on like a reboot.
Okay, that's right. 2 points for Murph.
Dead on.
Pretty significant. Now we're to Jake. Jake, it's your turn to choose a category.
I'm going to have to go with electronics.
Okay. A contest is organized to create a mascot or character intended to prove the capabilities of the Sega Mega Drive.
Whoa.
Starting with you, Jake.
Sega Mega Drive.
Okay.
God damn.
Do you get bonus points if we know what the mascot is?
I don't know.
Sega Mega Drive. I mean, this could be any time. This could be any time.
It really
could. Could it?
Can't be. There's like a 5-year window.
Really?
One of us is going to get it dead on after you go.
I guess mascots feel very 80s and 90s. And I'm guessing that's when it could be. I'll guess 1992.
Okay, Murph.
Not a bad guess. So I believe this is them trying to come up with Sonic, and this is when Sonic is green and has vampire fangs and has a human girlfriend. I'm gonna say Mega Drive. Sega came out like so much earlier than we think. I'm gonna say 19... This is me thinking. This is me booting up my computer. Fuck, man. Is it as early as
the 80s? Harder than you made it seem when you were making fun
of me. No. Right? When you said it could be any year, I'm choosing between specific years here, Jake.
Oh, my God. Jake, would you really bully him
right now?
While he has COVID?
Consider
it. The basement in my parents' house is really drafty.
I'm going to say 1990.
You got it dead on.
Yes!
What?
Dude, I fucking rock, dude. Fucking absolutely rock.
Just,
4 points.
Just for the... Yeah, that is 2 more for getting it dead on in the first round.
And it's my fucking turn to pick.
It's the Mega Drive? I thought that the Mega Drive was their 32-bit attachment. No, I thought that came way later. Fuck me.
This is also, it could be, this is when the contest was organized to create it. The proposals included a bulldog, an all-American werewolf, an armadillo, a rabbit, a kangaroo, and even a fat mustache man in pajamas.
Became Robotnik.
Really? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A hedgehog, however, was universally approved and was ultimately named Sonic the Hedgehog.
There we go.
Guys, I think this is unfair because the COVID is like, it's putting like a clamp on certain parts of its brain, on Murph's brain, but it's like activating other parts.
Yeah, it's fogging up everything else.
Uh-huh.
All I can remember is Sonic.
Okay, that is your turn, Murph, to choose.
Okay, great.
The category.
All right, let's do pop culture phenomena.
Garfield eats lasagna for the very first time.
Holy wow. Shit. This okay. is monumental.
If I don't get this, then like, what yeah. is my life worth?
It's going to be, the thing is, much like Jake said, it could be any year.
Whatever it was he said.
Okay. That's what makes the game interesting.
That's what makes it interesting. Okay, I feel like I feel like Garfield, man, this is hard though, because it's like, Peanuts is something that we grew up with, but it's also something that was already like ancient by the time we were growing exactly. up. So I'm like, Garfield had obviously Saturday morning cartoons that
he
we were
had a
watching
whole life before.
He
us.
Had a whole fucking life before he met Orson and Friends.
Yeah.
Or the whatever the friends were called that lived outside.
USA Acres.
The
yeah.
USA Acres, Sheldon and whatnot. The original Sheldon Bazinga. Bazinga.
Thank you.
That's for my Sheldon heads. Okay.
His ear is bleeding now.
Yeah.
So is his nose.
My ribs are bleeding
and
through.
And his eyes.
Okay.
Again, Murph has awakened his third eye. This yeah. is like a Stranger Things nosebleed going on here.
I'm going to guess this has to be, I'm going to guess Garfield came out in the 70s. I'm guessing 70s. And I'm guessing lasagna. I bet you he went surprisingly long lasagna-less. I'm going to say 1979.
Caldwell?
God, that's a good guess. I feel like I've read this exact strip, and I believe it goes, he eats the lasagna, and then he says, the best part about eating a whole lasagna is then you get to sleep in the pan or something to that extent.
Oh, that's so
it's a solid
cute.
Gag, and that's I feel like funny. Jim Davis, I mean, we know for a fact he dined out on it for years to come.
Sure did.
And I'm trying to, the problem is, as Murph said, I remember this reading this strip, but it's like detached from my personal experience because it came up before I was born.
Yeah.
But, this is all to say, I'm just going to guess a year earlier and say 1978.
Ding, ding, ding.
God!
Whoa.
Whoa.
So Garfield appears in June 19th, 1978, but it was only 3 weeks later, July 15th, 1978, that he first eats lasagna.
Not lasagna-less for long.
Not for long.
Not at all.
Okay.
Davis got it from the jump.
Yeah.
That is 2 points for Caldwell. We've currently got Murph with 5, Caldwell with 3, and Jake with 2. And
oh, yeah, we
Caldwell,
all have our sympathy points.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Don't forget those.
Everyone got a sympathy point. Don't forget the sympathy point.
Caldwell, that's up to you.
Can I tell you something really mean my dad said to me on the last night of Hanukkah?
Yeah, that'd be great.
To get another
go start meal, you pussy.
Caldwell, it's your turn to choose the category.
Okay, we haven't done ill-remembered cinema yet.
Okay, so
let's go with that one. I might be disadvantaged here because I was a sheltered boy, but I do like going to the movies. So let's take a stroll.
The last major Hollywood movie is released on VHS.
Oh
wow!
Whoa.
Now, I personally owned U571 The Widowmaker on VHS, and it really felt like that was the last one that you could possibly own. But I think there's a couple that came out after that. Shit. So it's got to be like in the early 2000s. Man, this is a toughie. I'm going to say, no, it's probably later than that. 2007.
Okay. Jake?
That may be too early.
I think, yeah, it feels like it should have been 2007, but I think they were still leaking some VHS until 2010.
Wow.
I think it's going to be surprising how late it was.
Okay, Murph.
Okay, so this had, but it's a major release, right?
The last major Hollywood release. Movie.
So it's not just like the last movie to put it out on VHS.
Right.
So I need to go back. I need to use some Murph math here, okay? We're a VHS family. I did not get a DVD player until I think my senior year of high school. I collected like VHSs, but they were mostly for like older movies. I know like movies like Freddy Got Fingered and like Armageddon were for sure on VHS.
Oh yeah, no
Titanic
question.
Titanic had like the double VHS.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think you guys might be a little late. I'm trying to think of like what a movie I can picture on VHS being. Could Road Trip be on VHS? Absolutely.
Definitely.
American Pie on VHS, absolutely. But that's 99, I think.
I'm trying to remember if I had Goldmember on VHS or DVD. I think it was DVD.
Yeah.
But it could have been. It's like hard to place it.
Yeah. I think for sure Austin Powers, all three movies are on tape. And I believe I could see Return of the King being like one of the last tapes.
Ooh.
What year was that? Was that like 2006 or something? I'm going to say major movies. Would major movies still be doing 2006, 2007?
Emily has a steel gaze right now. I know. She's not letting anything slip.
Okay. I will say, well, Caldwell, you said 2007?
Yeah.
Okay. I will say 2006.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. God damn it.
I feel for like Murph.
Fucking Murph and I are neck and neck.
Murphy. You have to take a sympathy point. Yeah, it's obviously not affecting him.
The score does not reflect how neck and neck Murph and I are, by the way. I feel like I've been in like 1 year of him every time.
I know, I know. And just for context, the last major Hollywood movie, it's contested what it actually is. Many think that it was Cronenberg's A History of Violence, but some argue it was Cars.
Some argue. Whoa. I feel like
I don't know how it can be a big thing, but Jake, your turn to choose a category.
I'll do the one category we haven't visited yet. Tunes.
Okay. Chumbawamba releases Tub Thumpin', the first single on their album, Tub Thumper.
You better get this because I've got it.
Oh, man. I've talked about this recently, how I called in a radio show, KC101 in the morning, and I won tickets to see Tub Thumping and couldn't go because I was too young.
What year was it, though?
I'm trying to remember who my teacher was. Was I in third grade or fourth grade? I think I'm going to say 1994.
Okay, Murph?
God damn that! I should have been a ding, 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 ding. Now I know.
I think you're early, and I overestimated how dead on I was. I do think I know what year I was in school, which means I need to do Murph math. So hold on for a moment, folks. You're what?
We're trying to copyright this. Quit trying to make this your thing.
Yeah, 17. I was going to say Jake just did that.
Yeah, but I'm kind of known for it. It's like VHS is at McDonald's.
Yeah,
right?
But it also could be Jake-O-Matics.
It's Jake-O-Matics. Ooh, all right, I'm going to do some Jake-O-Matics because he was just doing his thing. But I have COVID brain fog, remember? So it's like kind of my thing.
Just be so nice to him.
Okay, so in senior of high school, you're 17, 18, right? So that's I could just say an answer that I think it is, or I can work my way back from when I graduated.
Why do you have to start in high school?
Because it's the only like year I know for sure. Because I know I graduated in 2004.
It's so advanced.
I turned 18 in. No, I turned 19 in 2004. Trick. What? Hey, everyone relax.
You're going to start getting a timer.
No. This is the show.
This is where the brain fog exhibits itself.
Don't make me scream, I have razor blade throat. Do not make me scream, I have razor blade throat. You guys can't do this. You guys can't do this. This is illegal. This is illegal. There's no, you're allowed to take as long as you want. Okay.
That's not true.
It's okay. 2003, 2004 is senior year. 2002. 2002, 2003 is junior year.
You have to say it right now. 2002 is sophomore year.
Shut up! 2001, 2002, sophomore year. No, that's not real. It's not fucking real.
Oh
2000, 2001
For
is freshman year. 1999, 2000 is eighth grade. 1998... 1999 is seventh grade. 1997, 1998 is sixth grade. Emily, the answer.
By the way,
is not,
I said that we were in school at the same time.
We're gonna have to institute a timer.
Emily, the answer is 1997.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes!
What the fuck?
What the fuck? It's called Murph math, and people know what year they sat at the fucking Christmas party at their parents' friend's house with a fucking AM FM radio Walkman trying to listen to Chumbawamba when the song was hot and fresh on the fucking radio in 1997.
Hey guys, here's my strategy. It's called Take Forever and Revisit Your Whole Life. We didn't get a fucking slumped
You couldn't do that,
man.
Dude. Run your whole life back on this next one.
I was gonna guess 1996 and I would have been wrong, and I'm mad about it.
My guess was wrong because I was trying to have some decorum.
Thank you.
You were 3 years off.
You know what, Jake, you get a decorum point.
Thank you.
That's fucked up.
These are going to be hard to keep track of, Emily. You got to be careful with these.
So now we've got Jake with three, one of those being
decorum point. By the way, my decorum points should be worth 2 sympathy points.
You know what? Okay.
This is getting dangerous because he can ding, ding, ding a couple times in a row.
Wait a second. I gave Jake a decorum point and I didn't give anything to Caldwell. So now I feel sympathy for Caldwell.
Caldwell's good at this, though. Please, you can't be giving ding, ding, ding to Caldwell.
I won the first round.
I think you got to give me the run for the money point because I am just chasing Murph and I'm always off by 1 year.
That's what you want. You want the, man.
I'll take what I can get, man.
Okay. I believe it is Murph, your turn to choose the category.
Wow. Okay. Let's go with TV shows that happened.
All right. Do you need to remember all of your trips to Six Flags so that you can like figure out when this is going to be, Murph?
Part of the show is talking, guys.
A
huge part of it, one would argue.
You're not talking, you're yelling at us.
In a heartbreaking, hour-long, very special Christmas episode, beloved alien Alf comforts a dying child as she celebrates her last Christmas and convinces the hospital Santa, a grieving widow, not to jump off a bridge.
Jesus.
Whoa. Shit.
Alf.
Whoa. Alf, you don't need to do this.
It's not worth it. Hey, man. Come on, step back. Life on Earth's too groovy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's think back. I had an Alf lunchbox in preschool. I graduated high school in 2004. I'm just kidding. This is definitely the 80s. Uh-huh. This would have been Alf's Jump the Shark for sure at this point. Mm. And it's a Christmas special. I'm going to say this is going late. I'll say 1988.
Caldwell?
88 feels good. I think that this show didn't run for nearly as long as we think. I'm going to say 86. I feel like it like aired and then instantly jumped.
Yeah, just
so I'm going to say a little earlier.
50 Jake? Episodes.
Okay, Jake.
So I'm deciding between 1987 or 1989. I want desperately to hear the ding, ding, ding. I want to hear it so bad.
The ding, ding your dad wouldn't give you.
I wanted to say 1988. I'm just going to say 1987.
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
That's 2 points for Jake.
God, it stings. It stings when you don't get the ding. Fuck me, man.
Brutal.
Okay, now we've got 5 points for Jake. One of those being a decorum point.
That's fine.
Thank you for that.
Caldwell with 3 and Murph with 9.
Wait, no, I have 4 because of my sympathy neck
and
neck.
Oh, yeah. Run for the...
If you guys win on sympathy points, the audience will revolt.
Murph, you started.
You got a sympathy point.
You got 1.
No. We all got 1, which is meaningless. Fine. You guys are getting extra ones.
I have 1 sympathy point. I have and I have
a decorum point, which is different. Caldwell also, Caldwell has
Jake
another bullshit point,
has,
right?
Jake,
I have a sympathy point and a run for your money point.
Okay. You guys are going to get roasted in the comments.
Really?
You know what? That's well argued. Give Murph a logic point.
Okay, I'm going to give Murph a logic point.
There you go.
So now it's 10 to 4 to 5.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
And Caldwell, it is your turn to choose the category.
Oh, man. It's anyone's game to lose. Murph is crushing us here. A
couple dings and you're right back in it.
It's
That's
true.
Why I'm like, we got to keep the integrity of this contest.
I'm going to go. Let's go back to electronics.
Okay. Donkey Kong was released for the gaming platform, the Nelsonic Game Watch.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's awesome.
The Nelsonic Game Watch. Now, this is when we're out of Murph Math and we're into Caldwell Crunch. This is when I quickly crunch all the numbers to provide an answer and a reasonable amount of time that won't need to be cut for error. So the Game & Watch, I believe this is either a precursor to the Game & Watch or maybe just a different name for the Game & Watch. So I think that this is going to have to be after the Nintendo, but before the Super Nintendo. So that's going to put it probably, I want to say... It feels crazy that you would do this again, but I think I'm going to say 87, even though that was the answer last time, 1987.
Jake?
It does feel firmly 80s. Watches. I'll say 1989.
Murph?
Okay.
No ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, this could be... what if there's like a bullshit watch? No matter what, this is a bullshit watch, right? Because like none of us remember it. Yeah. So this could be...
This is a bad product.
This could be Donkey Kong Country on a watch, and it just is really bad. In like 1995 or something, but
true.
Blah blah blah. I agree with you that it's probably 80s. I wonder if it's like really early and it's really bad. I'll say 1985.
Okay. None of those are correct.
Cool.
I will now give you a hint.
Okay.
All right.
It's the year that Richard Nixon and Jeffrey Dahmer died.
Whoa.
And Lisa Loeb was the first artist to ever have a number one hit without being signed to a record label with the song Stay.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeffrey Dahmer, I believe, is murdered in prison. So it's literally as soon as he's like convicted.
Damn, Murph knows all the murders.
So I actually, wait, but was he, fuck, man, when did he, Richard Nixon died young.
It's a shame.
Such a shame.
Gone too soon, King.
Okay. Richard Nixon, rest in peace. Gone too soon. When the fuck would he have died? Damn. And when did, okay, Dahmer was, when was Dahmer going around? 80s, 90s? Okay, I'm going to say, damn. All right, I think this is in the 90s, maybe. I'll say 1991.
Okay. Back around to Jake.
Interesting. I'm still, I feel like earlier. Lisa Loeb?
Mm.
1983.
Okay. Caldwell?
Can you say the name of the product again?
The Nelsonic Game Watch.
What was the title released on it?
It just says Donkey Kong was just released Donkey Kong. Okay. For the gaming platform, the Nelsonic Game Watch.
What was the spelling exactly so Caldwell can Google it?
D-O-N-K-E-Y.
Now, of course, this is the American title. What is the Japanese title for this? That's going to be a big help. I'm going to wedge right in between. I think that Emily is trying to throw us off the scent and that we were closer than we thought. I'm going to say 86.
Everyone is incorrect.
Okay, who's the closest?
The closest is 1991. I thought I was giving you guys a dead giveaway with the Lisa Loeb singing Stay. It was 1994.
Okay.
Wow.
You know what? I was so focused on losing Richard Nixon so young.
I got lost.
I forgot the lobe of it all.
As you were getting distracted by that, I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be easy for everyone else. But then I think.
Yeah. I will
that's
be.
What
I guess maybe Stay like wheedled its way into my brain more than other people.
I remember
that's what Lisa Loeb is singing about, is she wants Richard Nixon to stay, but he's gone.
Yeah,
too soon.
But he's
Richard
passed.
Nixon died at 81 years old.
Not young. Yeah, I guess so presidents are old, ultimately like pretty goddamn old.
He was born in 1913. So
yeah, when you were talking about dying too soon, when a president in the 70s died in the 90s, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is one more point for Murph. Sitting at a really comfortable 11.
Woo. Regal.
Okay, now that is back around to Jake to pick a category.
Okay.
Let's go with pop culture phenomena.
Okay. Ah. Justin Bieber gets caught urinating in a New York restaurant's mop bucket.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. Okay. That was so, so late 2000s.
Indeed, 2000 and
that
late.
That was 2000 and late for sure.
Yeah. So I wrote for the MTV's reboot of Punk'd, in which Justin Bieber hosted one of the episodes. And I believe the mop story had come out just before he was hosting, because I remember being like, this kid's going to be so annoying.
And you were like, are we allowed to bring up the mop? Because that would be funny, actually.
2011.
Murph?
That's a great guess. I believe, wasn't it like an artichoke pizza just like came in and pissed in the bucket? It's interesting.
Oh, wow.
I remember this happening like while we were at CH.
Yes.
Which like narrows it down to 20 years. So let me go
it
back.
It could be
each
any year.
Yeah. No, I think Jake is right around it. This is like when Justin graduates from like the Squirtle to the problematic War Turtle before disappearing into a shell as Blastoise. Okay. I'm going to say this seems like, damn, dude, you're like right on there.
But I didn't get the ding, ding, ding.
I'll be annoying here, and I'm going to go one off from Jake. The question is 2010 or 2012. Oh, fuck. 2012.
Okay. Caldwell?
Damn it.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to be even more annoying. I guess. Fuck. I don't think it would be 2013. Yeah, let's go 2010.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint.
Wow.
In this very same year, Adam Levine is named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
What a bad time.
Snowden leaked thousands of U.S. government documents showing that the NSA collected millions of phone records and spied on U.S. citizens.
Gang, it's important to remember that things have always been bad.
Caldwell, snake and back, snake. Starting with you.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we're not far off. We're sniffing at the asshole of this history moment.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be. I'm gonna go 2013.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we only do 1 point. We only if it's do in the second round, for right? A second
okay.
round.
Yeah. Okay. Ding,
ding, ding. Only 1 point. But you got
I'll still
it.
Take it. I'll take it. I'll gobble it up greedily. Thank you. Oh man.
Man, 2013. I think that was maybe the best worst year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny when you hit us with these terrible facts and you're like, oh. Okay, yeah. No, that's also bad.
Yeah, that checks out.
Okay, it's background to Murph to choose a category.
Let's go teens.
Teens. The novelty song The Monster Mash hits the billboards.
Let's go. That's so early. Jesus.
Let's go.
Jesus, yeah. Emily, what are you doing to me?
Well, you know, I felt like there was some other
okay, I was an embryo in 1984.
No means, fair. Murph's traveling through his past life.
I graduated high school.
Murph's Assassin's Creed, and he's not allowed to do that.
Okay.
He's seeing the world through his parents' eyes.
Yeah, okay.
He's in the cradle or whatever they fucking call it in that game.
Adam's family and shit is old as fuck. This could be so fucking old. Munsters, let's say it was around Munsters time. This would be to like throw that on during the Munsters during like a scene where like
era.
Herman is like getting ready for a boss coming over for dinner or something. Let's say 1957.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow, Murph.
Yeah.
Caldwell.
Okay. I think Murph's right with the era, with the decade. I'm going to go earlier though. Let's go 1953.
Okay, Jay.
Oh. Yeah, it's a bop. It is a graveyard smash.
Yeah,
I believe it was 1955.
Okay, no one is correct. The contextual hints are it was the same year that Sean Connery makes his debut as James Bond.
Oh,
it was also the same year as the 13-day confrontation between the U.S. and Soviet Union, known as the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Whoa, I saw a movie about that. That was boring.
Yeah, so that's JFK. So that's 60s, 1965.
Okay, Caldwell?
That's crazy. That's so late. What's been guessed thus far? 56, 53?
57, 53, 55, and now 65.
61.
I feel like such a fucking idiot trying to remember... when JFK was assassinated.
Yeah. Right, because it's like, we should know the JFK one, but we're trying to use JFK to get to Monster Mash.
I think I was like reluctant to put that in because I never want to put in something that's like, oh, you should know this, but for
makes
some reason,
like fucking
the combo of the Monster Mash happening in the background of the Cuban Missile Crisis is just really crazy to me. Because it's literally like, I think the same month.
Turn off that damn song. You can't listen to it again.
Wait, there needs to be, instead of a fight, there needs to be a sort of mash of the boats together.
Can't we all come together, much like Dracula and Dracula's son and the Wolfman?
It's fucking saved us. It absolutely fucking saved us. Okay, so... 2016 was an election year. That means 2020.
Oh my God!
I'm fucking with you, dude.
That's funny.
I'm fucking with you.
Hey, say a fucking date.
He's
already.
Yelling
Jesus
as he's
Christ
doing that
is
math.
Crucified back in back AD.
I swear to God, he's still doing it.
What are everyone's guesses so far? With
I said 65.
1957, 1953, 1955, 1965, 1961.
Okay.
He's going to ding it. He's going to fucking ding it.
He can't ding it on the second round, dude. Don't worry.
That's true. It's a little ding. It's a singular ding, but it's still going to sting.
Man, I'm going to say, shit, I thought this was, I'm going to guess kind of late. I'm going to say 68.
The closest is Caldwell. It was 1962.
Oh, okay, fuck.
October 1962, which was exactly when the Monster Mash came out.
Wow. Oh yeah, declare this song a bop.
So that is 1 point for Caldwell. Murph has got 11, Caldwell's got 6, and Jake has got 5. We are now back to Caldwell to pick.
I feel strong about my possibilities within the realm of products. I love them. I use them every day. Let's do products.
Okay. Monster energy drink.
Ooh. Monster mash energy.
1962.
It was a companion drink to the song.
Yeah.
It was developed for the soldiers. It's always the soldiers. Monster energy drinks, it's just like, it's such an early 2000s beverage, but I'm trying to remember. I remember like drinking it in college, specifically drinking like the, there was like a blue one that was like light sugar that like, I didn't drink it because it had light sugar. I drank it because like it tasted even more artificial and had just like this smooth gasoline taste that I really enjoyed. So I owe Monster Energy a lot, honestly. So I feel like if I get this wrong, I'm embarrassing their memory, even though they're still around. When in doubt, guess 9/11. I'm going to say 2001.
Okay. Jake?
I think the world wasn't ready for it in 2001. It feels firmly, I also remember it in college. I say 2004.
Murph?
That's okay. Huh. All right. Doing some quick Murph math.
Oh, no.
No, this is real quick, actually.
Keep it quick, though.
Okay. I know sophomore year, I was chugging Monster Energy drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I think I was, at least. Or was I having Mountain Dew Fuel, whatever the fuck that was called at the time.
It wasn't Gamer Fuel yet.
Or AMP, whatever the fuck it was called. Mm-hmm. I think it might have taken a few years to get going. I could see it have been founded earlier and then not taken off until like 2005. I want to say 2005, but maybe it needed to stew for a little bit. I'll go 2005.
Okay, no one got it. So the contextual clues are, in America, a federal act was introduced requiring all political candidates to state, "I approve this message" in political ads.
What?
And My Big Fat Greek Wedding was a sleeper hit.
Huh.
Oh.
Snaking back to you, Murph.
Shit.
Oh, boy. That feels like an old movie. Okay, we need to do some Joey Fatone math.
Uh-oh.
Because he's in there. Well, like, he had to have been pretty hot, but ready to slow down, right? Because, Fatone had to be slowing down. Because if he's, on the No Strings Attached tour, he doesn't have time to be in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Right, this is maybe when he was in that the movie with Lance Bass.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Right.
Okay, so Caldwell already guessed 2001. Me and Jake went later. I could see this having come out as early as 2000, but I'm going to say 2003.
Jake?
No ding.
And I'm going to go ahead and do the election year math. I believe it was 2000, Bush Gore.
2000, okay. Caldwell?
I think I was very close. I'm going to stick within my radius, 2002.
Correct. Wow.
You're surging. This is why we got to keep it tight.
It's only one.
Okay, Jake, that is your turn to choose the category.
Okay. I'm going to go and do ill-remembered cinema.
Okay.
Cinema.
Audiences behold for the very first time the Predator handshake.
Oh my God.
Ooh, okay.
Whoa. So, Predator.
That's the question.
When did Predator come out? 1989.
Okay. Murph?
Oh, boy. I think it came out before we were born. I'll say, oh, dude. Man, was it like 80 or was it like 82 or 83? I'll say, fuck me, man. 82.
Caldwell?
So, between 82 and 89, it's definitely in there. I'll say 84.
No one is correct.
Whoa.
The contextual clues are red M&Ms were discontinued due to a red dye scare.
What? He's the best one. He's so funny.
And Ronald Reagan demanded Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall in a very famous speech.
Because he had all the red M&Ms stashed. Yeah.
Another one gone too soon.
Wait, which
he
which
died
are those two?
Deeply, very sick in his 80s.
The red M&M.
Yeah, the red M&M. Yeah.
Got one back around to you.
Okay. Shit, man. All right. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to remember. Tear down this wall. I am going to say it happened after I was born. 87.
Ding, 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 ding.
Damn. All right. That's another point.
That's a point.
Oh, I'm climbing.
Okay.
Again. Okay. All my time chasing Earth's tail, I feel like I'm getting a little extra spring in my step.
You can get the lead.
All right. Why don't we do one more round? Everyone gets to pick one more category. And Jake just went, so I'll go. We'll snake back around to Jake, and then we'll call it, and we'll see who the winner is.
I think to up the ante, people should be able to like maybe gamble more like bet points, and you like... like almost double or nothing.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, to catch Murph. Yeah.
All right, where are we at point-wise?
Murph has 11. Caldwell has risen to 8.
There you go.
Whoa.
And Jake has 5.
Okay, cool.
Damn it.
One of which is a decorum point.
Great, yeah.
That's fine. That's
all right.
That counts
decorum
as a point.
Decorum matters.
I would like to clarify a rule. I'm going to say you can you gamble points in the second round? Because I'm saying if you're getting... snaked around after having gotten a clue and hearing everyone else's guesses, and we're all just like 92, 93, 94, 95.
Oh, so you get, I think you gamble it up top.
Yeah. All or nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Murph, what's your category?
Let's go pop culture phenomena.
The first video of someone performing the dance that would become known as the floss or flossing is uploaded. Mm.
Oh, okay. Ooh. That is Backpack Kid on SNL with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy
Murph is a floss expert.
Yeah. What?
He's really good at it.
Yeah, I am actually pretty freaking good at flossing. This feels, man, what were we doing back then that we were flossing? This was pre-pandemic. Were we flossing post-Trump, or were we flossing just before him? Did flossing cause Trump is like the main question.
Or was flossing how we healed?
Was flossing?
It really is just like if something is in the 80s, you're or in like 80s or 90s, you're like, okay, was it pre or post like the Soviet Union?
Mm-hmm.
And then 9/11 becomes another historical marker. And then Trump becomes another. And then like all these things that you're like, was it before or after?
It's also possible that the backpack kid doing the floss was mimicking someone else, and it had already been uploaded. And this is just a fucking trick.
Every dance has been invented.
Yeah. Too true, dude. Okay.
And they were all done in the monster mash.
Every dance has been invented. It's called the monster mash.
Yeah. I'll say, fuck me, man.
The swamp monster did the floss.
I'll say 2016.
Caldwell?
That's a really solid guess. I'm trying to remember when Fortnite fever swept the nation for the first time, because that's when like flossing got worldwide recognition. But I think that like flossing certainly started before that. Yeah, no, I think Murph's right on the money. I'm going to say 2017.
Jake?
I think it's early. I think if it were before that, I would have remembered trying to floss at my wedding. And I don't think anyone was flossing on the dance floor.
The thing is it came back ironically so hard that
it came back ironically.
I mean, I'm not flossing for fun, dude. I'm doing it ironically.
He's doing it for profit.
But I feel like I remember like trying to see if I could do it in 2019. So I'm gonna guess 2019.
Okay. No one got it.
Shit.
Oh,
contextual
wow.
clues. It was the year that the UK had its first televised debates. And also the year that there was a traffic jam in China so bad that it lasted for 12 days.
Jesus.
Whoa.
What?
I feel like I would remember that.
Jake, that's you.
They just started doing televised debates?
Yeah.
That feels like it could be
a
lot earlier or like a very like British thing to be like, oh, we don't televise our debates. That's an American thing.
Yeah.
And it was like 2021.
Did this happen in 1972?
Yeah. Uploaded it to an 8-track player.
I don't know. And I also just don't even remember hearing about this traffic jam. Mm-hmm. I'll say 2014.
Caldwell?
I mean, I feel like we're just whittling now, but you know what? Who am I, if not to sink my teeth into this log? 2015.
Murph?
Oh my God. Wow, how late we going here? 2018 has not been said?
No.
I'll say 2018.
All of these are incorrect.
Wow!
The correct answer is 2010. You Shit. Were correct, Murph, about Backpack Guy or whatever.
Yeah.
A YouTuber, Ryan Mayall, uploaded it, claiming he learned it from a friend who learned it from some guy. And in the video, I watched the video this morning, he says, this is just called The Dance.
The okay.
Dance. The Dance.
And it should be just called The Dance.
That's yeah. so good. Okay. It's that good. So
I learned this from this guy, The Wolfman.
We were trying to do Katy Perry math, and that just is not. Katie, yeah.
But
no.
See, that was the very, very first uploading. But Caldwell, you were correct. It was introduced to Fortnite in 2017.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go. Well, who gets the point? Who gets the lowest?
I think Jake was lowest.
Closest was Jake.
All right,
there you go.
Let's go.
All right, Caldwell, your turn to choose the category.
All right, I think I'm going to go all or nothing this time.
Okay.
I think this is it's now or never. Okay. Category so is going to be.
Are you betting all your? Let's get this clear here.
Are you
in
betting
clear okay. language? How many points are you betting?
I'm going to bet. Well, all right. I could get if I get 2 points, that'll put me at 10, which won't do it. So I'm going to bet. Yeah, shit. I'll bet 5 points.
Okay.
Okay, so I either lose 5 points or I get 5 points.
Yeah,
I got it.
And second.
Oh yeah, is anyone else going to bet? Since Caldwell's betting?
No.
No? We Jake, very, are you going to bet? You
didn't announce that. No, I'm not going to bet anything.
Okay. Then Caldwell, choose the category.
Ill-remembered cinema.
Deuce Bigalow European Gigolo comes out.
Wow, dude.
Man, oh man. Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Oh boy. So Deuce Bigalow, the original one, I feel like... Deuce Bigalow, male gigolo. Certainly a high school hit. Everyone was doing the Deuce Bigalow. Whatever that was, exactly. So this has got to be was it straight to DVD? I don't think so. I think it might have been straight to DVD.
Those shows actually
had a small theater run.
Those movies did well for some reason.
Okay. But I do think, you know... This is the classic tact. You know, you do vacation, you do European vacation, you do road trip, you do Euro trip. So again, this is firmly in the college years, I think. I'm going to say 2006.
Jake?
That might be.
That's 5 points
early.
Gone.
Fuck, that's early. That's so early.
You are docked 5 points, Caldwell.
Oh, no.
Bringing you down to 3.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, that stinks. No. Deuce. How could you?
You were close enough.
Like, I'm pretty happy with second place.
If you just dinged,
good to be.
If you just dinged like one more time, you would have caught me, I think.
God damn it. I know.
I think
there
was no point to bring the betting into it.
I thought we were trying to have fun. I'm sorry.
And now Murph's having fun.
Now I'm having a ton of fun, dude.
2006 was his guess, and then you were concerned that it was early.
I feel like it's early. I think this was maybe one of those sequels that came like way later.
Oh, interesting. No, I think they were hot on the heels.
If I'm within a year, I'm gonna be so mad.
I guess I just feel like I was in high school when these came out, and I don't think I was in college.
Emily, I need 3 epic meltdown points for like the epic meltdown I'm having. It's gonna be so viral. Oh man. Oh dang, I knocked my water over. I'm so mad. Did somebody film that? Shit. Ah, great. My keyboard's all soggy now.
I'm gonna guess 2003.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Murph?
Because if I had to guess, Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo came out in a pre 9/11 world would be my guess. Came out
Certainly.
In like 2001. So I'll say 2004.
Okay. None of these are correct.
Damn.
Your hints are this was also the year that Brad Pitt left Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Angelina
so this
was
is
over.
When did Mr. and Mrs.
Also,
Smith come out?
And also Halle Berry played Catwoman.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
Wow. We're right around it.
Yeah. We are in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn. 2005?
Ding, 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 correct.
Not a true ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Not a true ding,
just
ding,
a ding.
Just a ding.
Yeah, true. Ding. Ding.
Oh my just God. Give me a
it's
ding.
It's over. Okay, so Murph, you now have 12. Your only competitor.
So wait, I was within one. Oh.
No. Oh, sorry. No, you had 8 and Murph had 11.
No, but I was, if I had guessed 2005 as opposed to 2006.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Sheesh,
you were really, really close. Your reasoning was spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And it pained me to take 5 points away from you.
You know.
Which actually that's then just... gets you a sympathy point.
Oh, thank you.
No.
So I think that ends. Now that there's like not really a clear competitor, I think that's the end. Murph wins in kind of a landslide with 12 versus Jake's 6.
That
and
middle run Caldwell's was legendary.
Although, wait a second. So I can time Murph if I gamble all of my.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's okay. One more round. One more round. Jake, and you choose the category.
Dude, the Monster Mash begins.
One chance to ding, ding, ding.
One chance to tie Murph.
I will gamble it all. Okay. And I will go back to basics.
Okay.
Where I won my first point was hearkening back to that 70s show and the Red Solo Cup. So I'm going to go with TV shows that happened.
Okay. The newscast that would become the Grape Lady meme airs. Whoa.
Ow, 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 ow.
She was really hurt.
Newscast. All right. Grape Lady. Oh, God. This is like right. We used to find these videos and put them on college.
Yeah. This was a
movie.
Yeah.
Some of these.
One.
Oh, part of the way that I try to make it, because whenever I do electronics, it's really hard to not make it video games. And I know that those are so skewed towards Murph and Caldwell. Mm-hmm. So I try to put some stuff that I think you might have encountered in College Humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
It's not appreciated, but I understand.
It all comes down to Grape Lady.
Yeah. It feels like it was early in my, when I started working there that I saw that video. I'm just going to guess 2008.
Okay.
Fuck. I lost everything. It's over.
Jake
a quiet okay.
Jake loses 6 points.
No! Welcome, brother. Welcome I to wanna, the pit.
God, if it's the other number I was going to guess, I'm going to be so upset.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bear those wounds.
That's
fresh.
Background. That's background to me.
This is you.
I feel like this is a resurfaced clip because it looked, although, you know, sometimes you'll like see like a football play from like 2002 and it looks like it's from the 80s. Like everything just looks so bad in low def. So I'm going to guess that it was filmed in like, I'll say 1998.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
wow. Christ.
You know what?
Un-fucking
thrumbable.
That makes me feel better because I was never going to be
fucking
close.
I almost repeated myself to be like the newscast that would become, but then I was like, that's too unfair.
A legendary run. A wow. legendary
really
performance.
Was. It really kind of was.
Through the fog, a hero emerges.
Honestly, I was really good in the middle, and then I ended really well, but I was pretty bad for straight up like the past half hour. I have.
Yeah, Caldwell caught you.
Yeah, I've been pretty middling.
I was so close.
Yeah, Caldwell almost caught up and practically got more than you.
Yeah.
It was an honor competing with you, sir. It was happy to be your Shadow the Hedgehog.
It was a good competition. I'm glad we didn't throw all the rules out the window.
You know, it was a good one. Decorum points for all.
Yes, decorum points for all.
That's the one that hurts to lose the most, my decorum point.
Yeah, you had to give it up.
Yeah, Jake ended with zero.
Zero.
All right.
Brutal. And let's.
I could have had a second.
Let's dedicate this episode to Richard Nixon and his memory.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Too young.
Gone too soon.
Gone too soon.
Gone too at the appropriate time.
You know, some people just live to be sick and old. And it's, you know, you wish that they'd go beyond that. I don't know. Thank you to Emily for compiling all of these. These were awesome.
Great work.
Great job, Emily.
Thank
these were great.
You.
Thank you all so much for listening. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
We'll catch you all next time.
Hey, everybody, and Happy New Year. But Happy New Year especially to you if you are on this list of our beloved Council of Elders. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, later Mick Skater, Matt M., Cutter W., Jeff C., Daniel G., Danielle, the Dastardly Dame, Carpe Liam, Victor T., Balnor's Boy, Hoyt's Friend, Justin I., Danny Danster, TJ M., Trele the Cray, D. Rohi, now you have to say it, Jordan L., Cyborg Version of Josh the Kobold, Targot, Stevie Wags, Hellish Rebuker, the NBDMPHD, Jack L., Nicholas C., star of every film ever made in Bohemia, Mike Hightower, Alka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Tyler F., Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R., Jake's Jerk Jelly, hashtag CCC. Cass, Skateboard Cass. Steven C's Drunk Monk says, honor the cork. Nick W. Nico, the underpaid English teacher. William W. Big Bad Beardo, the mad. Anorama, Percival, Frederickstein, Von Muscle, Klawowski, DiRolo, the third. J Dragonborn, guardian of the vibe, honoring the cock. Impressive Dongle, Ben A. Dave H., not that Nick. Danny F., Hawkeye Pierce, Big Bad John. DPC is awesome. Brand new wife. Hell yeah. Sean, the shade tree mechanic of Zelbeldar. Summer RG, Mark, the Dark Lord's taint. Cat C., Misa of House in Zunza. Ariel, the occasional mermaid. Selena N., aka Velaci Raptor. Be perky always. Pat L., Lauren H., Serve 16. Annie, the Feywild therapist. Pierogi Frenzy, Biocourt 7, Bean Rat was innocent, Trub Hop Dropper, Jack H, King of the Mole People under Iron Deep, dressed in blue and fighting his way through a bracket style tournament, Valen, Paj, the Bitchin' Bunny Bard, Druidic Peyton, Carlin C, Omri M, Noah, the Gentleman Fister, hashtag honor the cock, James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Reverend Chatterbones, Han, Eric B, Marcos, PhD, eventually. Learns the Balanced Druid, Frida M, Maggie, Holly, the Green Laughing Hyena, Grim Waller, Executive Chef of Bohemia, Bud Heavy, Russell H, Cody C, Lorelei, the Succubi, and Kira, the Succulent Snack, Cowgo Truckin', delivering bashful butts everywhere, your friendly neighborhood, Yant and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid. Don't skip over Thanksgiving, John Adams loves it. We are well past it now, John. James F., Wayfarer now has to do something with the trolls. Get rid of them, turn to page 42. Keep them, turn to page 69. Oreo, Barpo, Good Barrel, Bard, Barian. Charlie Brown's best friend. Renee, the monster captain. Olivia, the enchanting bard, and Jared, the soap opera cleric, who are playing the wedding march for Onyx. Blue Ash, Fico, J, K, Guard, Fancy Matt. The sugar bum fairies are caroling happy hogladays. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. Lexi H, MJ, the BFG, Roger L, Nodrog, the pacifist barbarian, Brian L and Eric B, insert trading montage for 50K, Gianluca, Leon K, legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign, Shenanigans O'Connor, Mios the Great, Joshua S, Alexander, Linz W, Sky the Wise, aka the Lone Dungeon Master, aren't we all, the Spud Fucker himself, Johnny Dude K, the mischief of Nadpod's familiars. Pabu Escanor, the Goliath Paladin, providing service with a smile. Jake Well, Murphily. Tim M., Dragon Knight 86. Scrungle, the main event. TR, MLG, Cheeto. Shell B., Kenneth's first favorite Spike Girl, rolled a natural 33 on her B-Day dice. Wow, bless me with a plus one to any stat of your choice. Let's go ahead and do Dex. Jet S., Snailus, the Eldritch Snail. Boggy's Buds, best botanicals in Bohemia and beyond. Stormy 52, Meemaw, Sky Days, Megan N, Anthony B, Balnor's best friend, Steve. Stephanie of House in Zunza, Benjamin A, Gimli the Corgi, Pawpaw and Foster's canine friend, Mickle A, SSS tier Crickwater Enjoyer, Josh H, pilot of the Nightmareverse flight. The two crew blew through. Ethan, the overworked mailman. Maple, the shy bookworm. Nick AJ, Ashasaurus, Seth the Stroker, bearer of all hog-related burdens. Billy B, Tori, the tungsten dragoose, left with a warehouse full of Grinch blow-up dolls after Murph and Emily skipped their last pickup. Michael LS the Second, Carl B, plumber of the realm, Ace Dregs, High Lord of Kritzberg, Venn Diagram, DM Charby, Catamilius the Consumed, Cam the Frogladays Man, Dean, Jake W, hi mom. Tyler O, the mile high bastard. Tuesday Cross, only here for the surf and Murph. We love you, Rat Jesus. Natbod fan and bar mitzvah man, it's Dave O. S'mores, Tyler Mick M. Gadog, Zibby Tobacquery, Kaylee, Katarina C, Carly C from a little place called Manjas. K Joe, Baruch Thunderhelm, fifth generation Minotaur, working as an abandoned labyrinth tour guide. Chupac Aubrey, Boney is dead, the Waterworth, your four-legged Greg companion, Nick, Amy, the Raging Ranger, Echo, Ashmore, Aegis Kunari, Ignition Class, Pedal Storm. Not a DJ, but we'll still take the gig, DJ Dramamine. Chef Julie B, Mama Mayhem, Grisby's number one fan, Jen's Rules Kinda, Thomas C., Little Dark Lotus Creations, Kendra M., Joshua H., Jacob M., Lou H., AJ Dinko, Ben V., Shenka Kitsune, or Skylar, the only male Kitsune in Bahumia, and of course, Lainey Stoop. Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year.